Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Will? What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, you know.
So, take two, action. What's going on?
Just watching a WNBA game. The Liberty, man, now it's tied now. It's going to overtime. I don't know why the Liberty let this damn team back in the game. Because if they lose this game, they're probably going to finish with the 3 seed instead of the 2 seed.
We'll talk more about that throughout the show today. We'll talk, baseball, lead off with a little baseball, talk to Mets baseball as they fall to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Juan Santana loses another game, back-to-back complete game losses. We'll discuss that. We'll talk about the Yankees, of course, as they, continue to roll along, beating, winning 10-0. Talk a little bit about that also. We'll talk, preseason football with the Jets winning a defensive game, 9-3. Not much offense. We'll talk about the Giants, as they got, beaten up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. A battle of, former first-round picks, between Eli and Ben Roethlisberger, who both were, of course, trading in that trade, which proved to be beneficial for both organizations as they both went on to win, you know, Super Bowl for their respective teams. And, of course, we'll keep it going with the NBA. I talked a little hoops with the Carmelo possibly hoping and praying, you know, us Knicks fans, that this trade goes down, you know, with Carmelo. If he comes over to the Knicks, possibly the Nets, Rockets, you name it. There's some possibilities where he might be going to. We'll talk about that also. And, you know, we'll, you know, leave the phone lines open in case, of, you know, anyone wants to, you know, make a contribution. And, of course, as usual, we'll end the show off with a little sports entertainment, talk about the WWE, you know, TNA, whatever, you know, you folks, the Legion of Legends, want to talk about. Feel free to give us a call. But we'll lead off with a little Mets baseball. And Mets, you know, they fell to the Pirates. Johan Santana, he pitched marvelous, but unfortunately, two of the three hits he gave up were solo home runs, and that led to him losing back-to-back consecutive complete games. And but overall, Mets, I mean, they did what they were. Other than today, they did what they were supposed to do. You know, finally, you know, beat the Pirates, which, I mean, everybody and their mother beats the Pirates. I mean,
yeah,
it wasn't a big feat, but miraculously, the Mets finally did something they haven't did all year, was win a road series against a National League team. Had they not won a road game, you know, against the National League, they would have been the first team since the 1909 Washington Senators to go a whole season. Of course, it was going to league play at that time to go winless against, you know, a team in your any team or any road team, you know, on the road, you know, in your league.
Right.
Because, which, you know, they went winless on the road against the American League. But hey, thank goodness for the, you know, thank God for the Pirates, and you got to thank God also because they rained out that game. Mets was leading 5-1, and in the sixth, and they didn't have to play, so that enabled them to get the win on Saturday, and ensured that they would have. They would finally win a road series.
And who pitched today? You said Santana pitched a complete game today and lost?
Yeah, complete game loss. He struck out 9, gave up 3 hits. Unfortunately, 2 of the 3 hits were solo home runs. One by the former Met Lasting Millage. And another one, I think, was from McCutcheon. I after the ball was hit, I kind of looked away because I knew it was gone.
Oh.
But, I mean, you know, pretty much Santana, he had a no-hitter. He had a no-hitter going into the fifth inning until, you know, he gave up, a bloop hit, and then he got a double play ball, and then he gave up the Lasting Millage solo home run.
What was the score? What was the final score?
2-1. 2-1.
Oh, it was just 2-1?
Yep. He only gave up 3 runs. I mean, he only gave up 3 hits, 2 runs. And that's they had an early 1-0 lead. Reyes got on base with a bunt single. Let me see what happened. He moved to second, I think, on a a throwing error, or I forgot how he got on second. He got on second, I think, on a balk or a throwing error, and then afterwards he stole third, and then Reyes scored on a sacrifice fly. And, you know, typical Reyes run. You know, he gets on base, steals on base, and, he scores the first inning run. Typical, you know, Reyes run.
Why do the Mets have trouble scoring runs?
I mean, it's just painful to watch them at the plate. I mean,
before
they could have literally have the bases loaded, nobody out, and then find some way to get out without scoring any runs. They turn every pitcher. I mean, they could turn any pitcher from Tyler Clippard, Enright, to Brett Myers. They could turn anybody, into a Cy Young pitcher or into a Sandy Koufax or something. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, they're painful to watch.
Well, with all those good players like Beltran, Reyes, right? I mean, they should be able to score, man.
Beltran just recently came back, right, literally after the first game after the All-Star break, and Beltran, you know, he's trying to find his way back. He had two home runs, but this guy's hitting, like, I think just a little over 200. And,
but, I mean, besides that, I mean, there's other players in the lineup. I mean, right, Reyes.
Well, yeah, I mean, right went off to a great start. I mean, he just hit his home run. He hit a home run yesterday for his 19th home run. I mean, Wright's starting to hit better as of late. And Manuel, surprisingly, he called the team and said that prior to the Friday game.
I'm playing with them, man.
He literally called the offense pathetic. He's usually a guy who doesn't, you know, criticize the team, you know, publicly in front of people. And then
sorry to interrupt you, Will, but the Liberty are only up with one, with 1 minute left in OT, so hopefully these dudes can pull it out. But sorry about that. Okay, now they're up by three.
No problem. Yeah, I'm watching also.
Just giving all the gays and lesbians an update on the WNBA, you know what I'm saying?
Well, point actually, she just scored, so they're up by three. So
yeah,
it looks like they're going to, they should hold on to this, lead and clinch the two seed.
Yeah, you know, just to give you a little update for all, you know, your lesbian fans out there, you know?
But there's a lot of, you know, Liberty fans out there.
Well, I'm a Liberty fan, so technically I'm a lesbian too, so.
But hey, they're the best basketball team in the NBA. They're better than the Knicks and the Nets.
Oh, hell yeah. Shit.
You girls can play on the Knicks anytime.
Yep, and they could play, man. I wouldn't want to play against them. Crossover you, man.
They might dunk on you. And they hardly dunk.
I want Lanali Mitchell. She looks good. I want her to dunk on me anytime, man.
She is fun.
She is.
I'm watching the game as we speak. It's like a little, what is it? A little under 56.2 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
But,
sorry to interrupt. What were you saying about the Mets?
You know, basically I was just saying that the Mets, they won two out of three against the Pirates. I mean,
mm-hmm.
They should have swept the team, but I guess, I mean, they did pretty much what they were. They did at least, you know, they scored a little bit, you know, some runs Friday and Saturday. And Howard Johnson also criticized the team that prior to Friday's game that, that the offense isn't playing the way how they – he had a closed-door meeting with them, and he was pretty much, criticizing the players, saying that, they got to do better. And, if they're batting 200, if they're batting 330, then they're a 330 hitter. Because, some of these guys are complaining about their playing time, like Frank Gore, But these guys aren't even hitting well, so it's not like these guys are hitting, 387 for the year, and, they're not getting any playing time. I mean, these guys – for the most part, most of these guys, stink. I mean, other than Pagan, excuse me.
Pagan has been the MVP of the team this year.
Yeah, Pagan and R.A. Dickey.
Yeah.
The pitching rotation, those are clearly the MVP. I mean, Reyes, he started off horrible, but he's had a, you know, a good year. Right? I mean, overall, I mean, statistic-wise, you know, he's having a good year. I mean, he has 19 home runs and say about at least 70-something or 80 RBIs. So, you know, if he goes on a hot streak, you know, he could go to his typical 30 home runs, 100 RBI. But he, you know, he has to start going on a tear.
Yeah.
And then he could truly prove that his 2009 season was truly an aberration. And looks like the Liberty, they have the ball, 17 seconds left. They drive and it scores. So
on Dexter again.
They have they're leading by three again. So like with 17 seconds left.
Pondex, you could play, man.
Yeah, she's good. She helped the Mercury win the championship.
And you think she's good looking too, right?
I saw one photo of her that looked. I mean, I'm not saying I'm feeling her, but there was one photo I saw that she had like, you know, outfit. She didn't look bad, you know.
I'm more into Leilani.
Well, yeah, I agree. Lonnie does look definitely look better.
Yep. Without question.
Yeah, I don't think that's even up for a debate.
There's no debate about that.
You could debate which one is better, 86 or the 98 Yankees or whatever, or, you know, World Series teams or what team's better. But I think with that debate, with the Liberty, you know, I think we have to agree with that.
Yeah.
But,
hey, do you think Manuel will be fired?
Manuel?
Yeah.
At the end of the year, possibly. Before the season ends, I doubt it. Because they're most likely going to keep Manaea. I can't see them firing Manaea. I mean, they owe him a couple of more years, you know, on the contract. The only way I can see them firing him is if they reassign him, you know, in the organization, like as a consultant or advisor or something like that. That's the only way I could see them, quote unquote, firing him. But I think there's no way that they're going to fire that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They might fire him, quote unquote, as the GM. But other than that, if they don't fire him as a GM, I mean, even if I just can't see them firing him.
Me too.
I mean,
they're going to keep the guy.
I think they'll definitely keep him. I think they should. He's a good baseball guy, but his moves haven't been working out lately. Guys, you know, the guys who they spend big bucks on, like Jason Bay, Castillo, Oliver Perez, those guys aren't coming through, but I mean, you got to give him credit. I mean, he was wise enough to, you know, to trade back for Pagan, who's done well. He signed Ray Dickey, who's a 35-year-old knuckleball pitcher, which coming into the year, nobody really thought much of this guy.
He's got to bring back Ray Dickey.
What was that? I didn't hear what you said.
Is Ray Dickey, is he a... How long is he going to be with the Mets?
The way how he's pitching, he practically guarantees himself a spot, you know, in the rotation next year.
Okay. So his contract isn't up after this year.
Well, yeah, they signed him for a 1-year deal, but you know, I think a minor league deal. So they'll most likely re-sign him again.
Because you guys have to bring him back. I mean, the season that he's had with you guys.
Yeah.
Then again, I could see like a team like the Red Sox because they already have a knuckleballer on their team and they know how to, you know, how to catch knuckleballs already. So you gotta watch out for a team like the Red Sox who will grab Ari Dickey out of nowhere and offer him big money.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because you gotta worry about the Yankees and Red Sox. I mean, Red Sox practically literally took Lackey, I think Mets should have went after Lackey. I mean, Lackey hasn't been doing all that great with the Red Sox, but
he would have
solidified a number two spot, in my opinion. But you know, what they really need to do is to go after a legitimate ace or a real good number two. Ideally, I'd love them to go after Lee, but Lee's going to come to New York, but unfortunately, in the Bronx, as everybody likely.
I don't know about that, though.
Dude.
Don't be so sure about that.
Because you know how it is in sports, especially baseball. If you offer a player a dollar more or a penny more, they're going to go to the team. Look at A-Rod. A-Rod went to Texas Rangers. He had 252 million reasons why he went there. It ended up working out for him because he was going to get traded to Red Sox, but then they vetoed the trade, and then he got traded to the Yankees, and he finally got that elusive championship ring.
I'm sorry about that. Well, I was just hearing so the Liberty won the game, and now they're congratulating the fans for coming out and supporting them during the season and looking forward to the playoffs now.
She kind of like Michelle Obama a bit.
She does. That's what I'm about to say. She does look and sound like a Michelle Obama. Uh-oh. Guaranteeing a championship.
What's your time?
She's guaranteeing a championship this year.
It'd be nice for the New York, Lord knows New York hasn't had a championship, especially at the Garden, since Messier.
Yeah, I definitely got to go to support the team. Hey, if it's on the weekend, you want to go?
Hey, sure, why not?
I mean, I know they're lesbians, but come on, you can't discriminate, man.
Hey, I don't discriminate for you. I love the lesbians, so why not? But yeah, it'd be cool. Finally, you know, seeing a basketball team actually, you know,
yes,
plays a game. You know, teamwork. I think Stoudemire is gonna, you know, provide the leadership. But I guess we'll jump into that a little later. So you know, but I guess we'll go on to, you know, your Yankees.
And the Yankees. They've been playing up and down lately, but the last few games they've been playing better. You know, A-Rod has been injured, but he's been out. Ted has been injured. There's been a lot of injuries this season. You know, Jeter hasn't been playing the same. You know, I guess it's because he's getting a little older. I don't know, but you know, his numbers aren't really great this season. But
yeah, father time is catching up to those guys, especially A-Rod. A-Rod, you know. It looks like these last couple of games, you know, he's been playing one inning, and then he hits a ground ball, and he's out. And
yeah,
now he's on the veto.
Yeah, you know, you got, because you know you can't. We gotta be cautious with these guys, because you know playoffs are gonna start in October, and want these guys to be healthy. So,
yep.
Don't want them to come back fast and then re-injure themselves. You know.
Oh yeah.
So, but, I mean, the one guy that's been keeping us, well, there's been a few guys. CC had a great game today. I think he won his 15th game today. You know, he's been great all year, just like he was last year. And, you know, another guy, Robinson Cano, this guy continues to light it up. He had a grand slam today, giving the Yankees their 10th grand slam this year. And this guy, man, I'm telling you, he should be American League MVP this year.
Yeah, I think they'll really win it, because the other Yankees, generally speaking, there's usually like, you know, three or four Yankees who are MVP type caliber, you know, years, but having years at the same time. But Robinson Cano is clearly the MVP on the Yankees this year, and should be the MVP of the American League this year.
Yeah, I think so, man. This guy has 25 home runs. 78 RBIs, batting in the high 300s. This guy should be MVP. And
I think
the only problem I have with Cano is his broken English. But that goes for all, you know, Hispanic players in baseball who don't really speak, you know, good English.
You know, their natural language in their countries is Spanish. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but, I mean, every time I hear them talk, I cringe, man. Like, come on. Can you at least go to, like, don't they have, like, special courses in English for these players?
I think some of them do take it. I mean, they just have, you know, they have accents, you know.
Today I heard Robinson Cano talking. Man, it's horrible. Horrible. Like, yeah, you know, I play, you know, I try to hit, but yeah, okay, but. Hey, come on, stop.
But yeah, at least understand what he was saying, right?
No. Man.
Maybe one day you'll meet Robinson Cano and he'll have a conversation with you.
Probably wouldn't understand a word he's saying. But, you know, the guy could hit, and, you know, he's helping us win, so.
Dude, if you probably met him, you probably would be starstruck. You probably would be staring at him, kind of. You'd be
nah.
Like, I'm crammed in. You'd be like,
I don't think I'd be that way. I've seen celebrities before in the street, and, you know, I'm not really star, so I don't really go. I wouldn't go up to celebrities and bother them like that. Because I know what they have to go through, you know. And, you know, they want to be private, so I wouldn't bother a celebrity if I saw them on the street or somewhere.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about if it was a fine girl?
That might be different.
You think it might get structure?
Not structure, but yeah, I would try to get a date with her. You know, I probably wouldn't have the chance.
What female celebrity do you think would get you starstruck?
Wow. What's her face? Sophia, the one from Vergara, yeah. Oh man.
From Modern Family.
Oh yeah, man. That's a hot milf right there.
Oh yeah, man. She's hot.
I'll definitely go up to her. At least get a kiss on the cheek, you know.
Well, I don't know if you're gonna get that. I mean, you don't know her like that.
She might. You never know. She seems like a friendly person, like a friendly, outgoing person.
Yeah, but
you joke around with her a little bit, you know, be nice to her. She might give you a kiss. You never know, you know.
Yeah, she might give you a kiss, but you can't give her a kiss. I mean,
I'm not gonna just go up to her and say, "Hey, can I get a kiss?" You know, you have to talk and say, "Hey," you know. Who knows? She may let you give her a kiss on the cheek back.
Exactly.
Not talking about a lip kiss on the cheek.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
I know that. But she has to offer it to you. You can't just give her a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah,
like that. Wiki. And then you get locked up. But, you know, hey, you never know.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Liberty securing the second spot.
Yep, number two. So now they're headed to the playoffs and they'll face it. Indiana Fever, the first round.
Man, once you said Fever, you just got me thinking about the Pacers. Man, I can't stand it. Even though the Pacers suck, man, but got, you know, that hatred ever since the Reggie Miller days.
Yeah.
Hope that team never wins a championship.
They probably won't.
They probably won't without Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
And Troy Murphy, the best player on the team, he got traded to the Nets.
Yeah, man, they were like, the Pacers were building an all-white team for a little while there.
Well, yeah, that is true. After they got rid of Al Harrington.
Yeah. Then they're denying it. They're saying, no, we're not trying to build a white team. We want black players, too. But my Yankees tearing up, you know, 1.5 game over at Tampa Bay. So hopefully you get A-Rod, Pettit back, and, you know, start rolling again.
Yeah, I don't think you should worry about A-Rod or Pettit. I mean, you know, if Pettit's come returning, which most likely I think he will. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how serious his situation is, but, you know, these guys are, like, on the other side of 35. So, you know, they need the rest. So, you know, to help them in the post when they come back for the postseason.
Yeah, we need Pettit because I don't trust Vasquez or Burnett right now.
Oh, yeah, I definitely don't trust Burnett. I mean, Burnett, which one is it? I think it was Burnett or Vasquez who had like 9. It was like 9-11. I think it was Burnett, right?
It's like every game Vasquez pitches in, he gives a lot of hits, a lot of runs. Same with Burnett. Burnett is up and down. You know, don't trust
Burnett,
those guys.
His record is 9-11. 9-11 on the Yankees? I mean, come on, is that even possible?
It's ridiculous.
9-11 on the Yankees. The team with the best record.
I don't understand. You better pitch better in the postseason, cause not playing around.
The offense, I mean, there's no way he could just be stuck on nine wins.
Yeah, if the playoffs started right now, he'd be my fourth starter.
Dude, if the postseason was started, he'd be my water boy. Dude, he don't deserve that. The way how he's pitching, the only reason why he's still on the team, and they signed him to like an $85 million contract is because he throws hard.
Yeah.
But he's like a better version of Oliver Perez. I mean, you know, he threw a no-hitter. It's like he's Oliver Perez's potential.
Yeah, well, I think he's better, way better than Oliver. I mean, Oliver.
Well, now he's dead.
Walks
mean,
way too much people.
Now he's dead. Burnett don't walk people either. I mean,
Burnett gives out a lot of hits. He gives out a lot of hits and runs.
I mean, Burnett is. I mean, he's better than Oliver Perez. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, when Burnett is on his game, you know, he's untouchable. He strikes out a lot of people, but
Oliver Perez right now is literally useless. I mean, he hardly comes into the game, man. When you come to the game, you're like, why you brought him? Man, I wouldn't want to see this guy even in a 35-inning game.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd rather see David Wright throw on the mound than Oliver Perez.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. They might have to release him, maybe.
They should have released him, but there's 12 million reasons why they kept this guy. And he's going to get $12 million next year on the last year of his contract. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, obviously because of the K-Rod situation, they're trying to, you know, they're not going to pay him. And because it was a baseball incident, you know,
yeah.
Him fighting with his father-in-law. But I wish Mets would show some guts and just cut Oliver Perez, cut Luis Castillo, and you know, be done with it. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to, in the offseason, if they could try to do a Zambrano for Oliver Perez and Castillo trade. But then again, Zambrano, he's making $18 million too, and you don't know what you're going to get from that guy.
Mets have a lot of decisions to
They have a lot of decisions to make.
In an offseason, so.
Yep. They really need a lot of stuff to do. They really need to shake this team up because Mets fans have been pedo ever since Beltran, you know, struck out. You know, looking from that rain white curveball. And ever since then, Mets have been getting progressively worse and worse. The two collapses in 07, 08, 09, the injury plague season. And then this year where they've been mostly up and down, but mostly down recently. I mean, they've been, you know.
Where's Jason Bay?
He's on the DL. And,
how long has he been on DL?
Ever since they played against the Dodgers, he's been on the DL. That was like I say about 2 weeks ago. But what's his name? Jerry Manuel said that. I think it was just Thursday or Friday. He said that he doesn't expect him to return.
Oh, so he's probably out for the season.
He might be out for the season because they might want to take their time. You know. Learning from the lesson they learned from the rushing Brian Church back with the Mets 2 years ago.
Oh.
And they're going to, you know, try to take their time with that, you know, because once Brian Church came back, he wasn't the same player. So I guess they're going to take their time with him. And plus, Jason Bay only has, like, 6 home runs and, what, 47 RBIs, so...
They were supposed to have like freaking 40 home runs, 127 RBIs this year, like you did last year. The Red Sox. If he had a monster year last year, that's why you guys signed him.
What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
Oh, you watching Nancy's recline or something?
Was that what?
Watching Nancy, are you distracted by Nancy Eberman Klein on MSG?
I saw them flash the, you know, Knicks won the championship 78-73. I'm like, what does she have to do with it, you know?
Oh.
With the team, so that kind of crossed my mind. But
she looks kind of fine, a little bit. She's not a bad looking broad.
But I have to see them show the thing again.
Well, there she is again.
She's not bad for older lady.
I'll go 1-1 with her.
Who do you think would win? She probably would beat you because she's a pro.
I'm talking about on the court.
What? Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. But I'm sorry, what were you saying before I got distracted?
I was saying that Jason Bay, I mean, this guy was supposed to hit, like, have 40 home runs, 127 RBIs like he did last year with the Red Sox.
Yeah, but fortunately, I mean, I knew the first one he would have, you know, coming to a new team, especially in New York, he'd face some pressure and, you know, have a little learning, you know, curve period. But, man, I didn't think he'd spend the whole season in a slump like this.
Yeah.
But I like you said, I thought he was going to, you know, have, you know, 36 home run, 100, and what, 20 RBIs like he did last year. So
Yeah,
I thought he definitely was going to, you know, come up with that total, but dude, he ain't coming nowhere close that title. I don't even think he'll hit 10. Dude, let alone, he probably not gonna even hit 7, let alone 10.
Well, it looks like he's out for the season, so he won't even reach that, probably.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, it's unfortunate.
You want to think this is funny? Reyes has more home runs than he does. I mean, seriously. I mean, if I would have told you that Reyes had more home runs than Jason Bay, you'd say, "Wow, Reyes is the MVP of the National League." I mean, come on. But another tough year for the Mets. And the Yankees are rolling along as usual. As they beat the Mariners, and Sabathia gets his 17th win.
They beat Ichiro and those stupid Mariners.
Yeah, the other day, Ichiro hit, like Saturday, he hit 2 home runs, but it was for nothing. And other news, a little bit back to the Mets. The Mets allowed they traded Rod Barajas to the Dodgers for money, for cash consideration. So Barajas, he started out great in the first half, but after that he literally hit like 1 or 2 home runs with maybe a 1 or 2 RBI. So he clearly lost it. Congratulate, you know, Bon Voyage. You had a great, you know, you had a great first half, but after that, you kind of dropped off. So, with him in the Dodgers. Huh?
That's an insult. I'd be really insulted if a team traded me for money. That means I'm not worth anything. You gotta trade me for money.
For real. But, you know, at first he was sad, you know, that he's going to be away from his teammates, you know, like the organization. But then again, you know, he grew up a Dodgers fan, so he'll live out his dream of finally playing with the Dodgers. So,
yeah.
Good luck to him, you know. But now this ensures that Josh Tolley, the rookie catcher, he's going to, you know, he's going to be the starting catcher, and Henry Blanco is going to back up for him. So congratulations to Josh Tolley being the number one catcher now.
Congratulations, man.
But switching gears, going back to hoops, you know, whatchamacallit, you know, the Knicks, they're going – oh, wait. Well, yeah. You know, the Knicks, they got Stoudemire. I don't know if you saw the commercial. Stoudemire got, like, this new, I think, a sneaker commercial.
Oh, yeah, I seen that, where he's like a professor or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Imagine if LeBron came here, he would have been having so many commercials.
I know, right?
LeBron, he's a joke, man. I don't know if you heard this, but he literally was saying that how, you know, at the end of his career, he would consider going back to Cleveland.
After all he did, after what he did to Cleveland, betraying them and going to Miami, now he's walking up to go back to Cleveland.
This guy's a joke. This guy is a joke, man. This guy is, this guy wants attention. I mean, geez. I mean, dude, let's be real, you're not going back there. You're not going to go back. Dude, to be honest with you, I could see him trying to come to the Knicks, you know, once Knicks finally get their act together and become a championship caliber. Because as you can see, LeBron is a guy who likes to jump right people's coattails, like Dwayne Wade.
But we shouldn't take him.
I wouldn't take him either because, you know, this guy had his shot. He had the shot to be the man. And he crawled all the way to Miami. Dude, like Ric Flair used to say, you know, to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Yeah.
Dude, there was no man here to beat. All he had to do was walk in, and he would have been the man. And had he won a championship in New York, he would have been the king. Like he always called himself. He would have literally been the king. But you can't be
the king. I doubt he'll be called King LeBron anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that before he signed with Miami, and he came to New York, or at least stayed in Cleveland and won, he would have had a lot more respect for him than to go to Miami, which is Dwayne Wade's team. So I don't know what he was saying.
Watch. They got to boo his ass when he comes to the Garden. Or
oh, I can't wait.
All the other arenas also.
Oh, yeah. Because now he this guy was popular, even though this guy, before he came here, you know, he had the reputation of being like a spoiled brat. But now, oh, man, after the decision, oh, man, whoa, baby, he's really going to get.
Public enemy number one.
Dude, they didn't even let him.
Number one.
Yep, they're going to give him the number one sign, oh, that's for sure. The New York style number one.
Yep.
Not the New York one, not the number one. When you win a championship and you point your index finger, you're definitely gonna get the finger next to it. Believe that. So, but going back to a guy who looks like he, you know, from all the report, looked like he really wants to come to New York. Carmelo, you know, the rumors are still getting, you know, heated that, you know, Knicks, you know. Looks like they might want to. They've offered Denver some you know some trade opportunities. They offered Gallinari, who I wouldn't want to see get traded, but you know.
No.
I don't want to see Gallinari go, but you know, I hope there's some way they could keep Gallinari, but they offered Gallinari a future first round pick, which would be the 2014 pick because. Knicks, they're not allowed to give up, I think, the 2013, or because Knicks offered, like, a bunch of picks, you know, consecutively, you know, consecutive years. So, the only pick I think they can offer is, like, 2014 and beyond.
And
so they offered
to see Gallinari.
And the Eddie Curry, which I don't think anybody would miss. Contract.
I don't want to trade Gallinari, man.
I don't want to trade Gallinari either. Because, you know, there's some movement saying that if you get traded to the Knicks, Nets, because they're moving to Brooklyn, starting with the other team, Rockets, and some other team, that he might, maybe it was the Wizards, I can't remember.
Can he just wait one more year?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do, you know, because you wouldn't destroy the roster like that.
Yeah.
You know, but if he really wants to come here, he won't sign the extension.
I mean, I would love him on the team, but well, I don't want to trade Gallinari. That's our future.
Yep. Yeah, I like Gallinari. Gallinari could be the number two guy. And if we get, if we get Carmelo and You know, we still have Stoudemire. You know, Gallinari could be the number three guy.
Yeah.
You need more. You need different players. You know what I mean? You can't just win a championship with just two guys.
We need to keep that guy. If you don't, you trade him, I mean, I'm not going to like that. I mean, because he's going to be pissed off.
Yeah, they should keep the guy. I mean, the guy's a good young player.
He looked like he could be like Dirk Nowitzki. To shoot.
Yeah, he definitely has that ability. And the guys who they got in the trade, Anthony Randolph, who's a guy who's like a power forward center. I think they Knicks pretty much offered anybody on the team to get to try to get Carmelo, but a lot of people feel that they don't have enough pieces to try to acquire the deal. You know, the other teams have better players and, you know, in the, you know, experts' opinions that, you know, their you know, talent is better than the Knicks.
Oh.
So they're most. But then again, what the teams fear is if they trade all their best players to get Carmelo, he's not going to re-sign with them. So it's going to be kind of like trading for Cliff Lee. I mean, you get a great player, but at the end of the year, he's most likely going to, you know, sign with some place else.
Yeah. Sucks.
But we shall see. Hopefully, if he does get traded, he gets traded to a team which he, you know, he wouldn't like, or, you know, he gets traded to a team that he doesn't like, and, you know, he'll hopefully sign here next year, or we could make a trade for him, but we don't have to give him Gallinari, and, you know, because the rumors is that he really wants to come here, you know, his wife, Lala, you know, wants to come here too. So, hopefully, you know, if he does get traded, they don't give up Gallinari. They could, Donnie Walsh can finally, could pull a rabbit out of his hat, you know, like he did getting us under the cap.
Right. Well, I hope we keep Gallinari, because, I mean, that guy, he can shoot, he's young. He has the potential to be a great player, so I don't want to see him go. And he was at the WNBA game today.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, they're interviewing him.
What did he say?
Oh, he's just talking about the upcoming season, looking forward to it.
The usual.
He was just saying that he's looking forward to the upcoming season.
And another news in the Knicks, Eva Longoria, like, I think, what was it, last week or earlier this week, she was at a game and they were asking, oh yeah, I remember, she was at a Red Bulls game, and they were asking her if her husband, you know, wanted to come here, you know, if the rumor's true, and she kind of, you know, like, nodded her head and, you know, in agreement that he does want to come here.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to see Tony Parker here, but he's getting older.
Yeah, he is getting up there.
I would want Chris Paul instead.
Yeah, I'd prefer Chris Paul too, but then again, that's like, what, 2 years from now? I don't know. Chris Paul would be the better option. He's younger, even though Chris Paul does have a knee injury. But then again, I mean, he's had knee injuries in the past. But, Chris Paul would be the better option. He's younger, more explosive. But then again, Tony Parker does have that, you know, well, he's a multiple-time champion, but then again, he had Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Tim Duncan. And, you know, hey, and he's bringing a hot woman here, Eva Longoria, so I don't mind that, you know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody minds that. But, you know, we're going to have to wait and see, and hopefully, you know, they can find a way to get Carmelo here. But
really?
Don't give up Gallinari. But that'd be, unless, I guess the best way for them to do that would be a three-team deal at least.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll have to wait and see if that happens. And I guess we'll move on to preseason football. You know, Giants, I mean, Jets, you know, they they really didn't have an offensive output. You know, they only scored 9 runs. You know, they beat Carolina Panthers 9-3. And, I mean, nothing really happened in the game, really. I mean, other than, you know, LT, LaDainian, or Lati, as what I call him, because there's only one LT, and he spent his entire career, you know, with the Giants in the 80s and early
right.
90s. So Lati, you know, he had like a 20-yard, rush. I mean, you know, he showed a little flash of his old self, you know. But other than that, I mean, there was nothing really major. I mean, you know, they played defense, but, I mean, it is a preseason game, so there's nothing really to write home about. They won the game, and moving on to the Giants, they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, well, you know, it's preseason. Eli didn't play.
Yep.
But they had some of their young players playing. I like this guy, this kid called
Greg
Ferguson.
Ballmer? Oh.
He plays wide receiver for the Giants, and he looks like he'd be a good player.
Yeah, and how did Victor Cruz did? Because Victor Cruz, he played great against the Jets that first preseason.
Oh, yeah, him too, yeah. This guy could catch, man. He looks like he could be a good player too.
Yeah, he definitely had his coming out party against the Jets.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this season. I gotta go to the Giant game, seriously. I got to see the new stadium, how it looks like.
The PSLs, man, they're crazy, man. The PSLs, man, they're like thousands of dollars.
Right, yeah, I'm not buying no PSL. I'm just buying the one game ticket.
How much do you think they would be?
It doesn't cost. I mean, cheapest, $70, maybe $80. Aren't cheap tickets.
That's almost, if the PSL were like in the thousands, I assume, you know, they'd be in the hundreds or you know, at least in the hundreds, you know, for a ticket. Even in the champions.
No, you could find cheaper ones at StubHub.com.
Hmm.
You could even find cheaper ones on eBay. I mean, not eBay, Craigslist or somewhere. So, I mean, the tickets don't cost. They're, I mean, if you don't want, if you're someone that doesn't really need good seats, you could find cheap tickets.
Hmm.
I mean, the seating won't be that great, but at least you're going to be there in the stadium watching the game, though.
I guess, what were you saying?
No, I was thinking of going last year, but I never bought tickets, so maybe this year I'll get a chance to see them.
But, you know, moving on to the, you know, the ring, a little, you know, sports entertainment. Not much really happened in WWE. You know, NXT, you know, they had a match to qualify, you know, who's going to remain with the team and who's going to get eliminated. And the only guy who got eliminated was, of course, the weakest link, Dan Young. John Cena's, you know, black twin. And I gotta give Cena credit. You know, he finally had actually a good promo since his Word Life days.
Yeah, man, he made fun of the Nexus that night.
Yeah, he called Heath Slater, who I think is the second weakest link, Wendy. Wendy's, and they had the photo of the, you know, the him, you know, Heath Slater, you know, with
yeah,
the
Wendy's
hair. And the fans, you know, were in L.A. were chanting, Wendy.
Yeah.
And it looked like John Cena was shocked by the reaction, too. But, yeah, and it was funny how he acknowledged that him and Darren Young, even though that the 10-year-old John Cena fans disagree that they look alike.
Yeah, they look alike, man. I've been thinking about that, too.
Yeah, I've been saying that a long time ago, that those two dudes look alike. And he's saying, like, his mom had, like, an affair with Queen. What's going to happen to Darren Young? My guess it would be is that maybe he, you know, they cut him or realistically speaking, he joins the Straight Edge Society like they teased before he joined NXT because he was CM Punk's rookie in the first season of NXT.
So you think Straight Edge is going to add more members to their society?
Maybe. I mean, they might add him. Because even this SmackDown, they were gonna have they had a match. Serena and Luke Gallows was gonna fight against Big Show and Kelly Kelly, and Serena, you know, did a move that was kind of it looked kind of like you know, like the GTS, except you know it was like you know Fireman Carry, but instead of you know, but her knee, when she dropped her. Her knee didn't hit the face, you know, the face like the GTS.
Yeah.
Her stomach, the stomach, you know, the Kelly Kelly's stomach hit her knee instead of her head, and that's how she pinned, you know, she pinned her. So, Luke Gallows and Serena remains, you know, members of the Straight Edge Society. So, they
almost
had a
kind of Serena.
Serena looked good.
He does, right? She's the one bald head chick that I think I was banging.
And she looked good, you know. She looked even better, you know, if she grew her hair back.
Yeah.
If you remember how she looked when she before she joined the Straight Edge.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't mind her being bald.
But she doesn't look good.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that.
But other than that, I mean, this Raw episode is supposed to be taped. But I think from last week's episode, it's a continuation, I think, of last week's episode. So nothing, you know, it's not a live episode. But next week, the week after, you know, after tomorrow is going to be the 900th episode. And that's when it looks like they'll most likely finally reveal who's the GM of you know, Smack of Raw. So hopefully, you know, they'll reveal somebody big like, you know, The Rock or HBK or, you know, somebody who, you know, who actually the fans would actually care about.
Who do you think would be The Rock?
I think it'd be The Rock because Rock teased months ago before the summer happened that, you know, he's going to come back and he just doesn't want to guest host. He want to do something special for the fans, so.
Yeah.
And he said he was going to come in the summer, so summer's practically almost over. And now would be the perfect time for him to show up. Actually,
yep.
6 years ago would have been the perfect time for him to show up again, but.
That'd be 2 weeks from now, right?
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
So hopefully he'll return.
I think it's still gonna be Vince.
Yeah, it could be Vince. It could be Vince. Some people think it's Abraham Hawkins, Arsenio Hall type character that they had in ECW.
Yeah.
He has charisma, you know, great mic skills, but the guy hasn't wrestled in the ring yet, so. But I hope he's not the GM. You know.
To wait and see. Okay.
But, you know, with that, we'll talk about that next time. All right. I just want to thank you for calling for you to come on the show. No problem, dog. What's up, huh? I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for this another episode of Clipboard. I'm William Ramon. Come on, everybody. Have